News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A $4.2 million contract has been signed for the design and construction of sewage treatment facilities at Boscobel St. Mary and Elliston Flats in St. Andrew. The project will replace the existing Boscobel and Elliston Flats wastewater treatment plants. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the initiative will ensure that treatment facilities are capable of handling the volume of wastewater discharged at both locations.
The expansion of this system will have the capacity to treat current sewage flows to it, as well as the sewage from a new housing scheme, as well as other such planned subdivisions. In the case of the Elliston Flats wastewater treatment plant, which is connected to Elliston Flats housing scheme in northeastern St. Andrew, the plant is in need of significant rehabilitation as it is seriously underperforming.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at Wednesday's contract signing ceremony in Kingston. The contract was awarded to Vinci Construction. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is reiterating that the construction of a maximum security prison through a partnership between the Jamaican and UK governments is aimed at modernizing the country's correctional facilities. Minister Bunting says the new maximum security prison will accommodate 1,500 to 2,000 inmates and resolve the issue of overcrowding and undesirable conditions at the Tower Street and St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facilities.
We believe that this is one way, and perhaps the only way in the medium term, that we will be able to correct what is a situation that's offensive to the dignity and human rights of our own people that we have incarcerated now.
As at October 1, all correctional facilities house 3,900 inmates, exceeding the capacity of 3,452. Short to medium-term plans to deal with overcrowding include expansion of the Richmond and Tamarind Farm facilities. In the meantime, the government says it could take up to a year for consultations to be completed before a decision is made as to whether Jamaica will sign a prisoner transfer agreement with the UK. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says in the interim, a joint select committee of parliament is to be established and will receive written and oral submissions on the issue from technical experts and other stakeholders, including civil society and the diaspora.
We know this is a sensitive issue for the society, so we would want to allow as much participation as possible. So that will take a few months. Assuming that there is a positive outcome of that, and we're taking all the issues into consideration, then we would have to bring a bill to the House.
Minister Bunting says if Parliament passes the bill, the prisoner transfer agreement will be negotiated. And residents of Kingston and St. Andrew can expect an ease in the water restrictions implemented to deal with the prevailing drought conditions. Junior Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Ian Hales, says he's satisfied with the rise in water levels resulting from recent rainfall.
The recent rains have been good. The Mona Dam, we were down below the 50% capacity mark. Now there'll be follow-up meetings in the ministry in terms of what we could now free up in ensuring we go back to a certain normalcy within the sector.
Minister Hales says strategic measures are being developed to supply 15 to 20 million gallons of water per day to other citizens in the Kingston metropolitan area who are still without regular water supply. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Come to the Jamaica Information Service GIS head office at 58A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10 for your Jamaican flags, heritage posters and publications. Get 10% off all packages on Fridays when you wear the national colors to make your purchase. Offer available now through to October 30 while stocks last. Call 926-3590-4 or email research@gis.gov.jm or visit gis.gov.jm for details.